On April 8th, 2011, this is Pulling You Number 60. Greeting, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Day 7, Part 1, Defending Against End Plays. That's right, folks. We've talked a lot about avoidance, elimination, end plays. That is from the declarer's perspective. Now let's take a look from the defense. We don't want to get caught in an end play if we can avoid it. So let's take a look how we can wiggle out of the clutches of the crafty declarer. Okay, let's get ourselves grounded by taking a look at the declarer's basic trick-taking strategies. The big three, the triad, the declarer's trinity. Roughing aside suit losers and the dummy, right. When they have plenty of trump in the dummy, a short side suit, they like to rough some of the losers in declarer's hand. Number two is promotion, promoting the side suit in the dummy. Or perhaps the declarer's hand, after pulling trump, and then getting rid of some losers in the dummy. And the third one, finessing. That's right. When we have tennises, we like to try finesses when it's the best opportunity. Of course, we don't want to take finesses needlessly. Practice finesses are great, I suppose, in concept. But if we can go ahead and promote a side suit, then we wouldn't want to do a finesse. Ditto with the roughing. But those are the big three. Roughing, promotion, finesses. Okay, let's see how that fits in to end plays. Now let's take a look at the declarer's problem, why they might seek an end play solution. Knowing the declarer's problem will help us defend better. They may have extra trump in the dummy, perhaps four in the dummy, maybe three and they have six in hand, but they have a lot of trump. But on the other hand, they have mirrored or nearly mirrored side suits. Three opposite three, two opposite two, or maybe two opposite three, but basically the same side suit values. They do not have an easy ability to do roughs because they have side suit values that are about the same. That equal length becomes a liability. And they're unable to promote the dummy's side suit. Remember our big triad? Yes, promotion was one of them. And they don't have the ability because the suit lengths are not that long. No four card side suits or longer to promote. The declarer's tactics, throw in an end play. Now let's examine the declarer hunting in the wild habitat. The declarer is hungry for that extra trick to score game, looking for an easy victim. So observe carefully and watch the declarer stalk the prey. Number one, the declarer pulls trump. Number two, they eliminate two side suits also, not promoting or roughing, but eliminating some more avenues for escape. Number three, the declarer throws the left-hand opponent into the lead. And the left-hand opponent? They must either finesse themselves the leader, or their leader's partner is finessed, or they must give up the infamous rough and slough. At this point, it's too late, party over. So as good defenders, we need to find a way out of the throw in an end play tactic. Let's look at that. Okay, as astute and alert opponents, we need to have a tactical response to the declarer's line of play. Number one, be on the lookout. Take a look at the dummy. Consider the line of play, your partner's opening lead. And what is your partner's possible holding? Let's say the opponent is in game, four of a major. They have 25, 26 points, or perhaps a little bit more. Probably less than 29, they're not exploring for slam. If you've got 12 or 13, your partner's broke. And if you're broke, your partner may have 10, 12, or up to 13 points. How about if they're in five of a minor? Well, now they need 29 to 30 points, don't they? So if you've got 9 points, your partner's broke, and vice versa. And slam? Ditto there, small slam. They need 33 points or more. So if you have 6 or 7, well, hopefully partner's just going to look alert and be on the lookout. And maybe perhaps a jack may help later. Everybody should pay attention, be on the lookout, and be ready for action. If you're the non-dangerous opponent, that is the declarer's left-hand opponent, be sure if possible, leave yourself an out, a safe exit card. You know you'll be thrown in. And if you are, and you've got all the honors, the tickets, they're going to be trying to finesse you by doing a throw-in to your hand. And if you're the dangerous opponent, that is the opponent to the right of the declarer, try to protect your partner. When possible, either winning or going up with intermediate cards. Sure, don't finesse yourself, but if you see an opportunity, protect your partner. Go ahead and play those intermediate spot cards. You betcha. Okay, let's take a look at an illustrative example of a four-heart contract by South. The bidding would go something like one heart by South, a takeout double by West, two hearts in the north with King Jack 10 fourth, East, pass, South, four hearts, all pass. The opening lead would be a queen of clubs. Upon seeing the dummy, we can see that we have two losers in spades for the declarer, one in the trump heart suit, and up to two in diamonds. We've never really liked Jack 3rd, have we? A Jack 9 3rd might provide a little bit of extra help, but clearly this is going to be a problem. And knowing that West has doubled, showing 10 points or more, we can see that it's a problem for the declarer. From a defender, you see a problem too. You know that you have a likelihood of being thrown in if the declarer knows the end play. Let's watch and see what happens. So South is in with the club king. What is your plan? Well, hopefully you're going to prepare the stripping the side suit. So we're going to play the ace of clubs in the south hand. Club ace to the 9, to the 3, to the 6. Next, South is going to try a gambit, playing a small 6 of trump. I'm going to play low or high. Well, you better unblock. You better play high. It's now or never. You must go up with the ace. And upon winning, we need to make a safe exit. We exit right back in another trump, right back at you. Won by the 10 of hearts in dummy. Okay, with trumps extinguished, we're going to have a diamond and come back and try a finesse. A 10 of diamond comes out. It is covered by a jack. Good for you, East. Covered by a queen. Won by the king. No trump remaining, and the defense has two tricks. With the first finesse attempt failing, it's West back on lead. What's the safe exit? Well, that would be a jack of clubs. Since there still is a club in dummy, that's a safe lead. So a safe exit card would be either the diamond or the club. Club is probably best. The club is roughed and declares south hand, and it's up to South. South, what next? Well, we've got two diamond tricks, so we might as well go ahead and cash those out. A low diamond up to the 9. Everybody follows. In cashing the second diamond, we play a 2 of diamonds back to our ace. Everybody follows again. Okay, so the defense has two tricks. The declarer has 6, and we're at trick 8. What next? The declarer will try a low spade and actually try finessing to this jack 9, finessing to the 9. A 2, and it's over to West. West, this is your second big test here. What are you going to do? Are you going to go up with the king, or are you going to play low? West, you need to play the 5 of spades. If you go up with the king, all is lost. You're going to finesse yourself and your partner. If you play low, you're a hero on the second test. They can play the 9, or they can play the jack, and your partner's queen 8 is going to be waiting. But if you play the king, you will find that you have finessed your side. Remember, you're the non-dangerous opponent, so you do not want to be on the lead here. And if your partner wins the queen, you'll eventually be able to win your king also, setting the defense by 1. Very good. Okay, as astute, attentive, and alert defenders on the lookout for declarer's end play tactics, let's recap our top 3 items to ensure that we get all of our tricks. Number 1, be on the lookout. Take a look at the dummy. Take a look at the cards in our hands. Consider our partner's possible holdings based upon the aggressiveness of the opponent's bidding. Did they bid slam? Did they bid 5 of a minor? Did they bid 4 of a major? Consider what the partner's holdings are. Take a look at the partner's opening lead. Take a look at the defender's line of play. Does that defender have a lot of trump in the dummy? Do they have mirrored values on the side suits that they seem to be stripping down? Consider what's going on with the declarer's line of play. If you're a non-dangerous opponent, that is the declarer's left-hand opponent, and you've got a lot of honors, be sure to leave yourself a safe exit card. Conversely, if you're the dangerous opponent, the declarer's right-hand opponent, then when possible, protect your partner. If you have some intermediates, some jacks, tens, and nines, and they come from the dummy hand and north, you're sitting east, play some of those values to try to protect your partner. Don't let your partner get on lead if you can help it. And if you're on lead, then look at the dummy's weakness and play through the declarer's strength. And your partner might have that setting trick. If on the lead, they can't play it. Instead, they get finessed. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part 1 of our lesson today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze bidding and play based on our lesson defending against end plays. For our premium and ultra members, in part 3, we will have more exciting hands and commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member with Bridge Hands, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, see you on the flip side. Bye for now.
Thank you.